The words like Sunni and Shia are words that changed over time. What they mean today is not what they meant early in Muslim history.
Why do people hate the other sect?
Can you be a Sunni and a Shia at the same time?
No, you cannot be.
Why not?
Because can you hate your mother and your love at the same time?
That guy was wrong.
The whole reason we're making this documentary is about this because people are going, I'm right, he's wrong, he'll never be right.
I'm saying he could be right. How do I fit this question? If it's wrong, then why do they do it?
Politics mean a trick.
Outsiders who invaded Iraq and occupied it deliberately widened the differences between Sunni and Shia.
There's conflict in all over the world.
Unfortunately, some people, the first question they ask is, are you Sunni and Shia?
Instead of asking you, are you Shia? Are you Sunni? How are you different from me?
Shia, they curse Abu Bakr.
People practice things which are not approved by Shia scholars.
Why you are not both Shia or both Sunni?
They will behead you immediately, what you just hold in.
That's not going to ruin it for the whole documentary, however. We're still going to carry on filming the little microphones and everything.
That's only some of us, but then all the Shias are being blamed. The innocent people are being killed.
The Sunni are the people who follow the Prophet. The Shi'i, that's another story. But they're still Muslim, they still believe in God, they still believe we are all the same. So they're the closest to Islam.
Both the Sunni and the Shia are trying to find the most reliable and authentic way to practice the Sunnah of the Prophets.
That's different points of view. You're not just going to go, I like a bunny rabbit. Everyone else just likes the whole bunny rabbit. Maybe some people would be like that, but...
Yeah, but we're not talking about a bunny rabbit.
Yeah, he's not right. You're not right. No, he's not right. You never know if he's right.